with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has announced that Israel and Iran have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire. He says the deal came soon after Iran launched a limited missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar, retaliating for the American bombing of its nuclear sites. The Israeli military declined to comment on Trump's statement, and the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not immediately respond to a message seeking comment. There was also no immediate comment from Iran. There were no U.S. casualties from the attack Monday on the base in Qatar, and Iran indicated that it was prepared to step back from rising tensions in the region. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to restart swift removals of migrants to countries other than their homelands. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a 6-3 ruling, justices lifted for now a lower court order requiring the migrants get a chance to challenge their deportations. The High Court's action comes after last month's deportation of 8 people to South Sudan before they had a chance to argue they could be in danger if sent away from their home countries. The migrants from countries including Myanmar, Vietnam, and Cuba had been convicted of serious crimes in the U.S., and immigration officials have said they were unable to return them quickly to their home countries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Governor Kathy Hochul says she wants to build a nuclear power plant in New York.
I am proud to announce that I'm directing the New York State Power Authority to develop and construct a brand new advanced nuclear plant in upstate New York. Announcing that here today, and we're going to get it done.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 374 points. This is SRN News. A Canadian church takes extreme measures.
A formidable black chain-link fence topped with barbed wire has risen about the perimeter of St. Patrick Church in Calgary. The congregation resorted to the expensive barrier after several attempts by vandals to burn the house of worship down. Canada is in the midst of a multi-year rash of church burnings that has seen scores of buildings attacked. St. Patrick's is mostly brick, and while the attempted arson left scorch marks, it failed to do serious damage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The city of Matera in the south of Italy will double as Jerusalem in the 6th season of the hit show The Chosen. The cast and crew of the biblical series traded their Texas studio for 3 weeks in Italy, during which the crucifixion of Christ was filmed. Matera also provided the setting for such movies as The Passion of the Christ and Mary Magdalene. Season 5 of The Chosen will be available to watch for free beginning in September. This is SRN News. Europe is often called the world's museum, but there may be some changes on the way.
Experts say the ever-increasing visitors that it draws have made it ground zero for concerns about over-tourism. Now, the travel industry has gone from pandemic bust to record-setting surges in 2025. Last year, 740 million international travelers visited Europe, with Southern and Western Europe taking in more than 70% of them. As the growing tide of humanity strains the region's infrastructure, protests against over-tourism have rapidly grown. Jason Walker reporting.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is urging lawmakers to reconsider at a special session a bill that sought to ban all THC products derived from hemp in the state. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.